to episode 95 of the Veg Grower podcast. And this week's title is Thoughts on No-Dig Gardening. As I said, it is, I'm dating this one the 19th, but it's actually the 20th of December, which is a Tuesday, as no doubt now. And it's just purely, you probably hear my voice is a bit off, and I'm probably going to cough every now and then. I'm going to try and pause it if that happens, but yeah, I've got a bit of a cold, and it's taking it out of me. So yesterday, I wouldn't have even been able to talk, so I figured it was best to wait an extra day and make it a bit better. Right. So, I'm going to start with a diary, and then I'm going to chat just a bit about my understanding with no-dig gardening and how I found it. So, so far anyway. So, let's start. Saturday I was at home most of the day. Didn't actually do much. I'd just done a bit of tidying in the garden, sweeping up leaves. That sort of thing. Nothing chopping up wood, which is not related. But in the potting shed, I did notice the broad beans and the sweet peppers are starting to show, which is a great start. Getting that going, and that'll soon mean we'll get some get those planted and potted on. So Sunday I went down the allotment. I started off, I just had to wander around, as like I always do, done a bit of weeding, just pulling out a few weeds and amongst the garlic and the brassica bed. And then I started just digging out some more of the couch grass from the was going to be the carrot and parsnip bed next year. So just dug that over, dug out. I know that's a bit of a contradictory with no-dig gardening, but I'll come to that later on. So yeah, I just dug out all these roots from the couch grass, get rid of them, and yeah. And that's all I've really done in the last week. It's such a quiet time of year. And what with preparations for the big day on Sunday, Christmas, and things are just slowing down. So anyway, okay. So here my few thoughts on no-dig gardening. Now, the foremost resource is Charles Dowling for no-dig gardening. He's incredible, his knowledge and his experiments and stuff. I came across no-dig gardening a few years ago, and to me it just made a lot of sense straight away. The traditional way of doing things, and dare I say even the farmers and stuff, of ploughing the fields and digging it over every year. So you would dig a trench, fill that trench with compost, then dig soil from next to it into there, and carry on right the way through, and then at the end you would fill it with the soil you originally fill the trench with the soil you originally took out from the first trench. It sounds like a lot of work, doesn't it? So no-dig gardening, basically you don't do any digging as such, you just lay the compost or manure on top of the soil and let the worms basically come up through the soil and pull it in. Sounds like a lot less work in my opinion. However, what I found is that the actual moving of the compost is a lot of work in the manure because it's heavy. So that is quite a bit of work still there, but it's still less than digging the soil over. When you first start with no dig, my research concluded that the first thing you would do is basically set a bed up, and if you've got grass, if it's going on grass, just mow it as low as you get. Any perennial roots such as dandelion and stuff would need to be dug out. You lay cardboard on top of a grass, a few layers of cardboard, and then fill it with compost, manure, etc., etc. Which is basically what I did. I used mostly manure, well-rotted manure, because I could get hold of that quite easily in large quantities. This small down the allotment at home, I've got slightly, it's a similar but slightly different way. Anyway, what I found is because I've got so much couch grass, I've had to dig out the couch grass roots, which is a bit of a bugger, but it's a bit like the perennial roots I mentioned. They need to come out, otherwise they will re-sprout. So I've found that to be the downside. That being said, all the other weeds, don't get many other weeds because it just does smother them out. Provide your compost and manure is clean, of course. But it does work. Now, trials and experiments, I've read that Charles Dowden, anyway, I'll add a link to his website in the notes, that he done. Anyway, he found that majority of his crops done better. There were a few that didn't do so well and done better in the traditional, conventional beds. But I believe that if that was over a 1 year experiment, if it continued on, it would have outdone it, in my belief. So it's a long term project. And my reason for this is that when I first dug into the soil, there was very low worms and lack of worms and stuff. Which is basically when you're digging, that you're killing all that those worms. There's microbe activity in the first 10 centimetres of soil, which is all beneficial. And when you're digging that, that's just being killed off. And obviously that rots down, and that probably does, is why, because it rots down in the soil in the first year, it does well in a traditional method. However, continuing on from that, I don't think it would do as well, because once you start just getting that compost manure on top of the soil and the worms do the work, it brings life back into the soil, and you really can see that even in as little as 1 year, the difference it makes is quite amazing. And that's what you want. You want the life in the soil, and that will give the life in the product. And that's more I believe anyway. So I'm quite an advocate of no-dig gardening. I actually think this is going to be a future trend. I think it's going to cotton on with a lot of people. It is coming to highlight in many ways. The Archers are talking about a similar method, if you listen to the Archers on the radio. And I can only really sing its praises that much. So that's what I found with no-dig gardening so far. And I will continue to do no-dig gardening and report back as I go on throughout the year. Okay, so let's go on to the news article I released on Friday. The news is actually getting a bit low on our particular type of field, but that was actually bird flu found in the UK. Only one farm. This was following up from the week before where there was the advisory about bird flu. So it's been found in the UK. We'll see what happens. But I don't think it's going to be that bad, to be honest. We're still under the 30-day imposition, and that so far hasn't changed an issue in the area where this farm is. That's on the blog if you want to go and have a look at that, get a bit more info. But I'm sure you've probably all heard about it anyway. Okay, so I'm going to wrap up. This is a short one today. I'm going to record the next 2 weeks after I've released this one. So yeah, next week I'm going to basically, on the 26th, the podcast released, we'll be just reviewing 2016 and how it's gone. And then the one on the 2nd of January 2017 will be basically my plans for 2017. So please tune in and listen to that. I've also calculated that a quite a major milestone will be happening with the podcast in about the end of January, and it'll be the 100th episode, which I'll be going over the 100 episodes and from going back to where we started and where we came from there. In the podcasting world, it has to be said, to last as many years as I have done this, and even to get to triple digits on episodes is quite unheard of. Well, it's not unheard of, but it's quite rare. So, yeah, that 100 is quite a big milestone for myself and all of you out there, because this is all about your show as well. Okay, so I'm going to wrap up now. I'll speak to you again next week. That'll be Boxing Day, of course. I'd like to wish you all happy holidays with whichever religion you religious holiday you are celebrating. I'm personally not religious, but I do enjoy Christmas Day. That's my how I feel on it. And I really hope you enjoy yourselves, and I will speak to you all again. Well, I'll be speaking to you over the next couple of weeks. So, videos will be normal. I'm not sure if I'm going to do recipes over the next couple of weeks, but we shall see. Right, so thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you all again next time.